'tis not to belittle him. If a grandfather say, my sonny, it is not in contempt. When the second came before the king, he had a stinking mouth and black teeth. Although the king was displeased by his speech, still he made some inquiry concerning his hidden thoughts. He said, with this aspect and foul smell of the mouth, sit at a distance, but do not move too far off. For you have been a writer of letters and notes. You have not been a companion and friend and comrade. That we may treat that mouth of yours, you are the beloved and we are the skillful physician. 'Tis not fitting to burn a new blanket on account of one flea, to shut my eyes to you. Notwithstanding all, sit down and talk on a few topics, that I may well see the form of your mind.
You see, what happened? The second mistake. The first one, he said, okay, when he's looking at this slave, this is a tricky part that I don't know if it made sense or not in English, because here he really saw that slave, but he talked to that slave in a special way that we Iranian do. We Iranian, we have a cane of alphabet, and we put it at the end of the name of the people. For example, I'm Parviz, and they will say Parvizak. When they say Parvizak, it has different meanings. One of the meanings is to looking down to something, to bringing something down and looking down to it, you would say Parizak, means the small one, the little one, the puny one, right? This is one. But you could do that lovingly, because you call your babies that, because over there you call them cutie little one, not puny little fellow, cutie little one, right? Then there are different things. Here, he will do that. We know that in Persian language, you are not forced to use that word. He will go through a lot just to do that. That, okay, when he looked at this little one, and he found that this one is clever, called the other one. Oh, wait a minute, I said little one, not because puny and being small one. This is like calling your little cutie stuff your baby. So it could be the other one. And we know that normally in the story we don't need this explanation. But he brought it in. Why? Because he wants you to notice that he is using a two-edged sword here. This is a conversation which is going to be like that, because we are talking about the form and the essence as two inseparable stuff, but we use them as a double-edged sword. So when we say the little one, we could mean puny, we could mean cutie. Don't judge. Wait. When the second one arrived, the second one had a filthy mouth. King didn't like his visit, but started to understand it. Why? Because we know that in the discourse of form and essence, you don't want to learn about form and essence and stuff. He said, oh, you give me the essence, I wanted that worthy stuff. He said, no, no, no. The king is a clever one. But he didn't get close to the second one. He said, oh, you sit a little bit further away over there, place of John, maybe, because you are not the one to get close to, because you have a filthy mouth. You are not the fellow to be my permanent company. You are not the fellow to come to the special chamber. Sit down over there, because you're sick. And guess what? I'm the doctor. So I will cure your mouth. Just sit over there. And because your mouth is filthy, I'm not going to throw you away or not pay attention to you. Sit down and tell me a couple of sayings, because I wanted to know the face of your intelligence. Remember, here he uses the word, first of all, surat. Surat, which means face, which means the picture, means image, means imagination, all of that. And I want to see the face of your aql. Remember the intelligence, we talked about that much, but one, that I want to see the picture or the image of your intelligence to know you. Yes? And he will send the first one, where to, if you were the king, where do you send the first one who was talking perfect and very knowledgeable?
To the hammam.
To hammam, yes. He should wash himself, yes. Listen.
Then he sent that king one away to a bathhouse saying, go scrub yourself.
Mm-hmm. So the first one, later you will decide which one it is, but the first one needs some scrubbing in hammam. And the second one with filthy mouth is sitting a little bit further away. Yes, go on.
And to this other one he said, good, you're a clever lad, in truth. You're 100 slaves, not one. You're not such as your fellow servant declared. That envious one would have made me cold with you.
Excuse me, a question for you. You said, you are 100 slaves, not one. Why did you say that? It's a special question for her because she had heard all this yesterday.
To value, in other words, you're worth like.
No. Keep it there. Say I don't know and keep it there.
No,
yes.
See,
no, you will see. Yeah.
He said that you are thievish and dishonest and ill-behaved, immoral and infamous and so forth. The slave said, he has always been voracious. I have not seen anyone so truthful as he. Veracity is inborn in his nature. Whatever he says, I do not say it is void. I deem not that good-minded one malicious. I suspect my own person. Maybe he sees in me faults I do not see in myself.
No, he didn't do the. I suspect myself didn't do the right for this poetic stuff, in a way. Because the Persian is a little bit different. It is, I will blame my own existence in here. It's not self, because the word self will not apply. Okay, up to here. Do you know who is who here? These two slaves? It's very obvious, very settled. The first one, which was really expressing itself very well, is
form.
Is form, because form is expressive. And it will talk a lot, and it will show off as it is full of essence. But it's the form, right? And that form needs a scrubbing. And later you will understand that this second one is essence. It has a filthy mouth. The first one, his entire existence is filthy. Yeah, later you will understand that. This is the essence, and essence has a filthy mouth. Why? Because essence cannot talk. Do you remember we're talking about talking, conversation, word, literature? Literature is for the form. Essence is illiterate, because essence doesn't give a damn about the word and wording. That's why it has filthy mouth. When it's open its mouth, it doesn't show the essence, because the mouth belongs to form. Remember the first one, the form was the master of mouth and talking. The essence will not talk. Talking of the essence will be a riddle to you. It's not understandable, but it's curable. Because the essence of Rumi is talking to us here. So it is curable, but you as a king first should understand this, and should understand that this essence has a filthy mouth, you could cure it. How? Listening. To what? The form. That's the talkative part. If you're clever, you will understand, because whatever form says, first of all, form is not a cheater, is it? It doesn't lie. Here the essence will say, oh, that one is always honest, because it's open to see. That's what the form is, isn't it? So here, when the essence is talking positive about form, is not giving a compliment and being nice and cute. This essence is honest. We say, the form presented you like this, you say, form is always up front. And here he will use the word up front, but it's not translated to other languages. The other languages will be honestly. See, it goes like that. He's playing with this because he will say, ah. And the manner of the essence is, I blame my own existence. I don't blame others. Form is in touch with others. Essence is not. Essence is not blaming other people. Here he will say, listen, I'm not blaming the form to be a cheater and lawyer, because I blame always my own existence here, and he's a part of me. And he will go in the next verse, he will tell you that secret, which will be repeated and you don't listen. He will say, the honorable fellow is the fellow that when listening to shortcomings outside, will look for that shortcoming inside and will repair himself. What's the use of these fellow who are going around and nagging about the others and mentioning all the shortcomings, which is not their problem, which they don't know well and they can do nothing about. But they don't think about their own shortcoming, which is over there, it's reality, and they could do something about it. This is the subject here. So the essence is talking to the king honestly. Listen carefully.
Why, yes? Why do they call that a filthy mouth? The essence is talking honestly.
Because mouth is filthy.
But
mouth is always filthy.
Mouth
is created to express me. That's why it's a filthy mouth. Because this filthy mouth could be corrected. could be